Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's a little Aretha bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, former president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, former member of the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC. Bob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the economy. What's wrong with it? Bob, someone that you've met and who's been a great friend of ours for about as long as you have is our good friend Bob, Dr. Bill Duncanberg, chief economist for the NFIB, and he's been reporting every month for 15 years with us on his 42-year record index of small business optimism. And something happened in March. In your article that you published in the Forbes this week, you commented on the fact that the first quarter of 15 is probably going to be down below positive territory because of the soft March that we had. You talked about that in your article.
Especially what happened with our trade balance.
Right. Well, in March, out here on Main Street, the 10 indicators of his index, for the first time in 42 years, all 10 of them were negative at the same time.
You know, the March is also the month that total employment growth was around 85,000, which is lower than it's been in over a year.
Yeah.
It rebounded in April, but March was not a good month.
Yeah, and it was after the weather, too, right? I mean, they couldn't blame it on the weather. You can't blame it on, you know, too many other things.
Well, there's been a new development, Jim, and I don't know whether it's real or not, but we've had a weak first quarter now for a while, and there's no question that the weather has been worse lately in the first quarter than traditionally. So it's the seasonal adjustment factors have not really kept up with it.
Yeah. By the way, Dunkelberg's survey is seasonally adjusted.
Yeah, well, so are the GDP numbers, but mm-hmm. The San Francisco Fed just did a study, and they concluded that there's something wrong with the seasonal adjustment numbers for the first quarter.
Right.
And that lately the first quarters have really been better than reported. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's right or not, but it's a new element in the discussion.
Well, here's another thing that I've been pointing out for a year now, more than a year, and now it's just happened year over year. It's for the second year in a row, the Dow in 14 and now the Dow and the Nasdaq in 15 reached new records in both of those two quarters, first quarters of those 2 years. At the same time, the economy went negative in those quarters. Now, Bob, tell me a time in your life when that has happened before. Record highs on Wall Street, and near one bad quarter away from a recession on Main Street. Tell me about that.
Well, it's a mystery. You know, after I left the Fed in 2004, I was allowed to invest in the stock market and so mm-hmm. forth. And I lost just, you know, about 40% of what I had mm-hmm. in 2008 in that big debacle.
I remember your lamentations.
But, you know, I just hung on in there, and it's come back more than double. I mean,
yeah.
The problem is that most people don't invest in the stock market. They depend on interest rates at their mm-hmm. bank to mm-hmm. Help them save a little bit, and help that saving compound. So, I've been lucky to have been in the stock market, and a lot of people have, but most people aren't there.
But Bob, you talked about it was a mystery. It's not a mystery to me. You're the economist. I'm just a dirt road Main Street operator out here. But it's not a mystery to me, Bob, because I've been watching what corporate America has been doing to hold their stock prices up. Number one, they've been
manipulation. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no question. They've been getting help from the Fed. They grew their profits by cutting expenses in the first few years. Then they grew their profits by investing the cash that they've been hoarding in buying back shares. Then they grew their profits and by consolidating with other people in other industry. So that's how they've been doing it, rather than investing in the marketplace. Bob, it's been a long time since Wall Street has practiced classic capitalism in the economy. Am I wrong?
I guess you're not wrong. You did say one thing that struck a nerve, that they were getting help from the Fed.
Yeah, I knew that would get you.
Well, they did get help from the Fed, but so did the whole economy. The Fed has been extraordinarily easy over this
But it's not been as much. It's not been as much help for Main Street small businesses, Bob. Because unless we have contracts, unless we have business with customers, like contracts with big companies, we're not growing. And if we're not growing, we don't need to borrow money. The same reports that I've been getting for the last six or seven years from the NFIB, and my own polling as well, small business owners are saying we don't want to borrow money. Never mind that it's only 3-4% lower than we've ever had it. We don't want the money.
Well, you know, monetary policy works in a particular way, and if the circumstances are such that if some group doesn't really benefit from it, then it has to be attacked some other way, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about. We come back. I want to see what Bob thinks about my operators versus market versus merchants theory. And we'll talk about that after these messages. The great Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what we'd do without him. We always get smarter when Bob joins us. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.